This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. As events kick off for the Tokyo Olympics, the head of the World Health Organization says the venue should not be judged by the tally of COVID-19 cases that arise because zero risk is impossible. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus tells the International Olympic Committee what matters more is how infections are handled. Tedros wants Tokyo's success to be judged by how, quote, cases are identified, isolated, traced, and cared for as quickly as possible, and onward transmission is interrupted. A member of the United States men's beach volleyball team tested positive for COVID-19, NBC said Wednesday, the first infection for an American who was expected to compete in the Tokyo 2020 Games. Taylor Crabb's infection was detected over the weekend, soon after he arrived in Japan, NBC said, citing his brother Trevor, who told the broadcaster it was, quote, terrible. Brisbane was awarded the 2032 Olympic Games Wednesday, becoming the third Australian city to host the Summer Games. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach confirmed the expected result after delegates voted 72-5 with three abstentions at the IOC session in Tokyo. Australia hosted the Olympics in Melbourne in 1956 and Sydney in 2000. Up to two-thirds of India's population may have been infected with COVID-19, a government study suggested. The blood serum survey of about 29,000 people in June and July showed almost 70% of those tested had antibodies. The hundreds of millions in India without antibodies are more susceptible to severe infection. Only 13% of the adults in the study were fully vaccinated. This is VOA News.